Chazar zegt in der Shabbat, so schreibt man, wenn man sagt, es wachem darf ein, hey, the Mishnah said, kachem, kachem, miminoi, vechulu. Fragt man, how can the Mishnah say that karbonis are to be brought for whoever the owner is? The karbonis need smicha, and therefore each owner has to know exactly which is his karbon, so he can do smicha. Rabbi Yosef said, the Mishnah is discussing the karbonis of women, which don't require smicha. Fragt man, so if the mixture was of karbonis of men, they can't be offered? Abai, yes, the Brisa says, if an individual's karbon became mixed with another individual's karbon, or if the karbon of a tzibur became mixed with another karbon of the tzibur, or if the karbon of an individual and the karbon of a tzibur became mixed together, the kohen should make four zrikas for each karbon, meaning four actual applications if they were chatois, and two shtaim shehen arba if they're oilus. If he only did one zrika from each, he's yaitza. If for the oilus he made a double zrika, meaning on one corner for each, he's also yaitza. Raisa says, when do we say that he should make four zrikas for each carbon? That's when they were mixed while they were alive. However, if they were first mixed after they were shech, then he makes four zrikas from the mixed bloods together. And even if he makes one zrika from the mixed bloods, he's also yaitza. Rebbe says, we have to determine whether there was enough blood in the zrika for each carbon. If there was enough, then it's kosher. If not, it's possible. Now, the Brisa seems to refer to an individual that's similar to the Tzibur. Just like the Tzibur includes men, the individual refers to as men as well. And we see from over here that karbonos are offered even though the smicha can't be done. If the Mar Rava said, I can prove that this Brisa cannot be understood as being correct. The Brisa says that if the karbonos became mixed after they were shechted, the zrikas may be done together. Now, why should that be different than when they were mixed while they're still alive? Even then, as long as the bloods are still separate, the zrikas should be done separately. Rather, the Brisa is only referring to animals that are no longer alive. The Brisa is saying, if they were mixed after the shechita in a way similar to live animals, meaning the blood of each animal is in a separate keli, then a separate zrika should be done for each. But if the bloods became mixed, the zrika can be done for all them together. Since the Brisa is not referring to live animals, it does not get involved in the question of smicha, and therefore does not refute Rav Yosef. Does Rebbe really hold that there's a minimum amount needed for his zrika? We find that Rebbe discusses and presumably holds like the view of Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa, which says that there's no minimum amount needed for the water needed for Parah Aduma. Evidently, he discusses the view of Rabbi Eliezer, but he actually doesn't hold that view. Another teretz, zrika of blood has a minimum. Sprinkling of the water of the Parah Aduma is different and does not have a minimum. Mishnah and Sen is Arvu b'Bechar v'Ma'isa v'Chulu. Rami Rachama asks, Beishame hold that a Bechar which has a mum may not be eaten by a Nida. What about the Temura of a Bechar? Also, a Bechar which has a mum may not be redeemed. What about the Temura of a Bechar? A Bechar which has a mum and was shechted may not have its meat weighed using regular weights. What about a Bechar, the Temura of a Bechar? Efe Demara, Rav, a set of Brisa says when a Bechar or Ma'iser get a mum, they can still be used to create Temura, and their Temura is just like them. Asked, if a bechor with a mum was given by the kohen to hegdish for bedek habayis, can it be weighed with regular weights when it's sold? Do we allow it so that hegdish can get the most profit possible, or do we say it's not allowed so as not to degrade the kedusha of a bechor? So Rav Yosi bar Zvida said, our Mishnah says when a carbon becomes mixed with a bechor, they're allowed to get a mum and they may be eaten like a bechor. Presumably this means that it's treated like a bechor and may not be weighed with regular weights. This is so even though it's going to prevent hegdish from getting the maximum profit, and answers your question. Zaktimar, the Rahuna and Chizkiya, the Talmidim Rav Yirmiya said that these cases can't be compared. The Mishnah is discussing two different animals, whereas the question was regarding one animal. Reflecting more, Rabbi Yosef often asked, if someone said, redeem for me a bechor that was given to Bedek HaBayis and allow it to be worked with, etc., would we allow it? Of course not. So why would we even think that the bechor with a mum could be sold using regular weights? And from the pasuk clearly says, loy sifta, that a bechor may not be redeemed. Weighing it may be different. Rav Ami said, the kohen only gives to Hegdish the rights that he had in this animal. Since he could not have weighed it using regular weights, Hegdish also may not do that as well. Mishnah said, HaKol Yechoyl Nehisare V'chulu. In fact, why does the Mishnah only say that a chatas and Oshim can't become mixed up? Presumably because the chatas is a female and Oshim is a male. The same is true for a chatas and an oiler, which also could only be brought from a Zohar. Mar said, there is the case of the male goat chatas of a Nasi, and therefore between males it could. So if so, chatas could also get mixed up with an Oshim if a chatas has sometimes brought as a Zohar. Mar said, the chatas goat has hair. The Oshom is a ram which has wool, and therefore they can never get mixed up. In fact, a Pesach and an Oshom also can't get mixed up because a Pesach is in its first year and an Oshom is in its second year. Where I said the Oshom of a Nazir and a Mitzayra are both brought in the first year, and therefore they could get it mixed up with a Pesach. Second Teretz, sometimes an animal in its first year is big and it could look like it's in its second year, and sometimes an animal in its second year is very small, it could look like it's only in its first year.